Very important. And we've spoken before about men talking about their issues and their being aware of the things that are out there, getting checked out. Do not put it off. And another campaign mentioned that males don't talk about breast cancer. This is called Not Just Your Balls. It's going around the sport clubs in the UK, raising awareness on male breast cancer, including at Billericay Town. It's been set up by the Southend-based charity, the Lenny McCadden Breast Cancer Trust. Faith Horsley is from the charity and Chrissy Nichols, Chair of Trustees. They join me now. Hi to both of you. Male breast cancer, how common is it? Who wants to take that one?
Yeah. Hi, Ben. How are you doing?
Good, thank you.
Right. Percentage of people that get diagnosed with breast cancer, the percentage is higher in men that pass away from breast cancer than women, because men don't know that A, they can get the breast cancer, and B, they don't know to check themselves. And the whole key of this campaign is to let men that they know that they can get the breast cancer, check yourself, because if you find it early, it will save your life.
That's quite surprising that every day in the South End area, a man gets diagnosed with breast cancer. Chrissy, do you want to just tell us a bit about the campaign then that you're doing to try and make awareness of this?
Well, what we're doing is we're going around to all the clubs, all the sports clubs that are male-dominated, and we're just explaining to them it's not just your balls, because obviously everyone knows about testicular cancer, and we're trying to get the message out, check your testicles too.
And Faith, tell me a bit about these visits then. What how are they formed and what kind of reaction are you getting?
Yeah, thanks, Ben. So what we've done initially is send out some information to the various clubs throughout Essex. And we've had such a fantastic response, actually. So one of the first things we did, like you mentioned, we went to Billericay Town and we met the men's first team. And we actually did a quiz to them, quite an interactive quiz, in their changing room after they'd been training. And it was a boobs or balls quiz. And it took a while to warm them up, but they really did start to engage with it and understand the importance and how they were going to try and spread the word out. So that's what we're doing with Billericay. And then actually we're at Southend United on the 4th of October for their game, and we're going to be there raising awareness, fundraising as well. We'll have a team of at least 10 people there, and we're doing quite a lot with Southend United. We're looking at putting on a charity match next May as well. So we're looking at engaging with football clubs, with rugby clubs, Essex Cricket Club we've engaged with, golf clubs, and we're finding that we're getting a really good response from people.
Fantastic. And just give us, someone want to give us what men need to look out for, because, you know, the airwaves are yours. What do we need to do to check ourselves? Okay,
it's exactly the same, really, as a woman would check, as a lady would check. And it's always, first thing is, like, you keep an eye on your body. I mean, you know, look in the mirror and make sure if there's any changes, be aware of them. But you basically take your middle three fingers and in a rotating manner, check your collarbone, move it around
I'll do it now. Look, you can see. Yeah.
Lovely. Yeah. So, like, move it around the chest area, because even though you've not got any boobs, the tissue on your chest is breast tissue. So move it all around, just gently feel. It's always better to do it perhaps in a shower when you're washing yourself. So it's always easier to do. Make sure you go from your collarbone around your chest area to under your arm, because a lot of lumps can be found there. But it's not just about a lump. It's about looking at things like changes in nipple. Is it inverted? Is the skin tissue changed? Is there any pain? Just because you've got pain doesn't mean you've got breast cancer, but you need to be aware of any changes that are going on within the breast tissue area. So it's not just about a lump. It's about any changes that are visual as well. So keep an eye in the mirror and just have a little feel of yourself when you're in the shower.
And how often?
You probably do that anyway.
How often should we do that?
Good question. At least once a month.
Okay. All right. No worries. So, I will. You showed me the technique. I've got the
middle three fingers.
Yeah.
Rotate. I've
just done that. It's quite a nice massage, actually, to be honest with you. Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah. So in the front of your collarbone and all around your breast tissue and under your arm, you are your biggest doctor. You know whether there's any changes. You know whether anything feels different. Just don't let it go, because as I say, percentage-wise, more men, percentage-wise, can pass away from breast cancer than women, because men don't know that they can get it and they don't check themselves.
All right. Well, look, you've got the message out there. Faith and Chrissy, thank you for that. Thanks for coming on and telling us about it. All the best.
Thank you so much, Ben. Thank you.
And I've just checked as well, so do it again in a month's time. And any changes, we flag up. That is Faith Horsley from the Lady McCadden Breast Cancer Trust and Chrissy Nichols, the Chair of Trustees based in Southend, talking about male breast cancer. So there you go, chaps. We've got something else. And the good description on the technique as well, just right up from the collarbone, down under the arms, three middle fingers. Once a month, no bother, is it? And just flag up any time is different. Just take that bit of info with you. We could save a life or three. It's 12:28.